In Vevey, Courbet became a sculptor. He fashioned two identical medallions for a building on Quai Perdonnet, entitled The Gull of Lake Geneva.
I have just made a larger-than-life medallion, only just larger-than-life, for a house that is being built. It features a twofold depiction of the gull, a woman's head and a seagull at the same time, that forms part of the woman's hairstyle. I believe the result is a success.
In his letter to Camille Le Meunier, dated New Year's Eve, 31st December 1877, Dr. Paul Collin also mentions the medallion. In his conversations with me, Courbet alluded more than once to a medallion that he had produced with a very loving touch. This medallion depicted a woman's head, whose deceptively natural lines had in fact been painstakingly fashioned. On the woman's forehead sat a gull, its wings outstretched and neck lowered as if sharing a secret.
"I made that for one of my friends in Vevey," he told me. "I wanted to show the lady deep in thought, while the gull is from the lake, coming to pass on its thoughts to her."
In actual fact, the figure was supposed to symbolize exile. The gull perched on her forehead is talking to her about her distant homeland. The master's melancholy has indeed left us some fine memories.